The unfortunate and misleading myth of sets and reps. For your muscles to grow, you must constantly challenge them. You have to move more and faster, lift heavier, longer, and eliminate rest. And you have to do so wisely, because injury is failure. You have to move to the beat of music to enter a trance-like state, same kind of state you enter when driving home from work. The music playlist has to be interesting. The songs need to be fresh. Music is your primary source of energy and focus. Nothing will ever work better. You can't switch machines. You can't isolate muscles. You can't move your towel or bottle. You focus, narrow down, clamp down, and gracefully challenge your body with just the dumbbells. Lifting palms down to the side above the head and relying on bicep curls for rest. One exercise, with variations and without distractions. Most importantly, you must first develop an hour or two long non-stop workout routine with lightest weights or even no weights, just dancing. All of this combines to help you finish your daily 2 or 3 hours. Whether you are restoring your body, rejuvenating yourself, or building muscle. To initially eliminate your rest periods and gain the endurance necessary for a non-stop hour or two, you use an interval timer, a free app, or a cheap no-brand name clip-on. Just as soon as you can move for an hour or two, you start increasing your dumbbell weight. From no dumbbells to 3-pound dumbbells, or from 3-pound dumbbells to 5-pound dumbbells. If you have to stop, your dumbbells are too heavy. Mix in lighter weight, or use your interval timer in some creative way again. But keep on dancing. Don't stop moving. If I had to give an estimate, I'd say this is 10 times faster than sets and reps. Sets and reps are a bodybuilding myth that roughly states lift 3 or 4 sets of 10 or 15 lifts. With even more myth piled on top, like moving up by 5 pounds or adding something called supersets. The myth persists for the same reason that boys artificially lower the tone of their voice to sound more manly. Nobody wants to walk into a gym and start dancing with 2-pound dumbbells. On top of that, nobody wants to stand because standing is hard. People want to sit and lay and look professional, like they know the secret. They're so confident, they don't even have to hurry. That is why the myth of sets and reps persists. Everyone is just ashamed, hoping to pretend to be more. The payment for that is that people adapt only once, when they initially show up and start lifting their 20-pound weights, because they can't possibly lived 25-pound weights after that, not for any meaningful amount of time that will transform their body. Please don't misunderstand me. When you first sign up at the gym, or when you are still thinking about if it's something you want to be doing, it's okay to sit. It is important to look at what people are doing. I recommend showing up at different times of day just to see what is going on. But after a while, a reasonable stretch of time, if you want to advance, you must copy the joggers. But instead of running with your feet, you grab onto dumbbells. Dumbbells are a full body exercise. As you move to music, all your muscles perform an orchestra. But like joggers, you are not exercising until you can go on nonstop for an hour or two, and then maybe three, and possibly even four if you are very large. The nonstop hour is the heart of your exercise, but it also serves as a diagnostic. It will reveal to you if the dumbbells you are lifting are too heavy by making you stop and rest. Too much weight is very bad. It cuts off your circulation, for one, and then there's something worse that somehow demands rest that actually does make you weak and unable to finish your exercise. The reason why nobody grows muscles twice or continues growing muscles after the first time is because they lift too heavy and they get shut down. They stop for an insane amount of time. So much that, as far as the body is concerned, their exercise is the equivalent of lifting 5 pounds for 10 minutes and just going home to lay down on their couch. Even if they are lifting 65 pounds in some dangerous way, if it's for 15 seconds, it's just dangerous maintenance exercise and it's got nothing to do with advancement. On the other hand, the reason joggers don't keep growing their leg muscles is because they never add more weight. They usually hope to run faster instead. You must add just enough weight not to be able to add more, and never so much weight that it will make you stop. Sets and reps or lifting heavy a few times has destroyed the gym experience. It has destroyed progress, self-esteem, and many incredible futures. It is a tragedy. Sets and reps are a myth, an unfortunate myth that doesn't work, and it misleads all the people hoping to alter their physique by pushing them to lift so heavy that their exercise does nothing for them past that initial phase where they go from couch potato to a gym rat. They just never advance again. That's because heavy weights cut them off from moving up, from challenging themselves more. They can't lift longer or faster when they add 5 more pounds. They corner themselves. They get cut off. Finally, if you have fat to burn, which is good because it's good energy, rather than lifting what you can for an hour, you should lift your medium weight. Not too light, but also not the maximum heavy that you lift non-stop. This way, you will be moving faster. You will be burning more fat. Lifting your non-stop hour maximum is slow because it challenges your muscles to grow. To burn fat, you have to be out of breath all the time. You have to gradually train to move super fast. Get rid of your scale, by the way. You can only weigh yourself when you're a couch potato. Once you start going to the gym, you will be putting on muscle, so the scale is completely useless. You just have to work out so hard that you'll be able to witness your transformation in the mirror. Skinny, fat, or fit, the bodybuilder food is dried fruit and nuts. Avoid the dried fruits soaked in processed sugar, as that is just candy. If you are large, eat little, but not so little that you don't have energy to work out. You will need protein too. Obesity gave you huge muscles. You have to feed them with protein to retain them as you burn your fat. Once your diet is healthy, It is your non-stop hour or two that will burn your fat. If you are skinny, think of bodybuilding as an endurance sport. Gently add a weight vest, ankle weights, and go on long walks at first. A weight vest may just give you abdominal muscles entirely from just walking around the neighborhood with your vest on. When in doubt, remember this one word, gradually, meaning that you constantly but gradually challenge your muscles by adjusting all the tiny details of everything you do to be more challenging to your body, and your body will adapt.